Okay, so it was a great day today for the Canadians at the Tour de Ski in the men's 15K Classic. Alex Harvey was fifth, and Ivan Babakov was 19th, moving up from 32nd, and Devin Kershaw had a great day as well, moving up from 48th to 27th. We've got Justin Wadsworth on the phone, on the line, the head coach. Pretty good day for you today, eh, Justin?
Yeah, it was good to see Alex be in there with those guys at the end. I mean, it was basically, you know, all the top players were there at the end, and even though Alex ended up fifth out of that group, it was still a really, really good race for him.
Yeah, how were the conditions out there today? It looked like it was a tough course out there. Was the snow still soft?
Oh yeah, really soft, didn't set up overnight, and super, super soft, and athletes really had to feather their kick and be really, really light with the poling in general. Like, it was just, in some place it was going all the way down to the roller ski track, the pavement.
Yeah, it looked tough out there. So did the race unfold the way you guys kind of anticipated? It looked like, you know, the lead group formed pretty early, and then Alex was in there from the get-go and stayed there to the end.
Yeah, you know, it's usually the whole group comes together here, but that today was a little bit different, and just having that lead group of seven guys there, keeping the speed high enough to keep behind the chasing group away, so that was a little different than it's been in the last couple of years where we saw the whole group come together, and even with a big lead by somebody on the front at the beginning, the whole group comes together. But so that was a bit interesting for that today. And then, so it's should make for an interesting tour because now there's some decent sized time gaps.
So talk a little bit about, Ivan's continuing to have a really strong start to the season. He moved up from, I think, 32nd to 19th. And, of course, Devin, you know, not where we, you know, hoped he'd be or whatever, but he still looks like he's moving up on a steady basis.
Yeah, I mean, in Devin's case, it's just, it's a bit frustrating right now. He's definitely not in top form. He's feeling flat and struggling a little bit. So he's just going to keep on pushing here each day, and hopefully his form will start to come. That can happen sometimes in these stage races. But, I mean, Alex is... I think showing now is his form from last year again, and it should be exciting because with the sprint coming up, Legov and Chernusa Villazainen aren't really necessarily great skate sprinters, so maybe there'll be some time that Alex can put into those guys in the sprint in Switzerland in 2 days.
Were you expecting to see the Russians so strong today? I think they had four in the top 10.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they usually come out pretty strong here, and... they were pushing the pace too, so it was, and then the finishing kick by both those guys, it was a different level than Colonia and Nortug and Alex, so, they seem to be doing something right these days.
Yeah, they seem to be out there, gunning for the podium. Towards the end, Alex made a bid. It looked like the two Russians were leading, and he was in third. And but in the finishing end, he ended up fifth. Did he say anything about that?
No, I mean, just it was hard to push at the end, but I think it was a really good move for him to try to do that. And I think it strung Nortug out off the back as well. So that was it kind of put Nortug in a little bit of trouble, and he came back. I mean, to get third, but I think that Alex going with the Russians there definitely forced the pace a bit, so I think that was a good move on his part.
Yeah, no, it was an exciting finish, and we wanted to see Alex up there, but fifth is a great spot to be in. So what's the strategy for tomorrow? You have a day off, and then you come back for the sprinting.
Yep, so day off, and then a skate sprint, and then another day off, so it's actually a pretty relaxed schedule for the next few days. I mean, relatively speaking, 2 days off with just a sprint, and so I think everyone will be trying to just kind of find their form and recover. And yeah, it's quite a long transfer tonight. The guys are on the bus right now. It's going to be a good solid 8 to 10 hour bus ride for them tonight. So I'm glad we have that so they can recover on that and get massage and everything.
Right. So they're already on their way. Now, with Devin having his first, I guess Canada's first sprint gold podium last year, and you know, although he is having a flat start, is there some optimism for the sprints coming up?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of optimism. I mean, I think Lenny and Alex and Devin can all be there. They've all shown to be there in sprints, on the podium, obviously, and winning sprints. So that'll be, I think, an exciting day for us. And Ivan, we'll just try to see if potentially he can qualify and get in the top 30 would be great for him. But sure. Right now, where he is in a really good spot. And so he's just been really consistent. I'm really happy with where he is. He skied a great classic race today.
Yep, he certainly did. Well, it's great to have three guys in contention for the sprints. Of course, Alex is the front runner. So we'll wish you all the best on the day off, Justin, and thanks for spending time with us, and all the best with the rest of the tour.
Okay, thanks, Benjamin.
Take care.